We're in the living room here. Benicula just got home from work. He walks a lot outside, so this is what happened today. We're still on Thursday, May 27th, 2004.
And there's more of them flying around than there were, especially where there's bushes or anything.
Mm-hmm.
So, like, I had 5 or 6 land on me while I was still walking. One landed on my right shoulder and stayed with me for a while and then took off, hit my neck first and bounced off. And then one landed on my left hand and then took off. I had another one land on me, hit my face, and then bounced off and landed on my arm and stayed on there for a little while.
Mm-hmm.
They're flying around a lot today.
Yeah, and it's only around 80 degrees out there.
Yeah.
So I was saying before on the tape, I think they're more sunlight activated than they are heat activated.
I think so.
Yeah.
Definitely. There were a couple more mating on the sidewalk in one spot.
Mm-hmm. So they seem to get away from the whole brood in order to do the mating thing.
They do. Yeah, they seem to want a little bit of privacy.
See? That's more human or more...
Except they do it right out in the open, so not a whole lot of privacy they're getting. Still.
Well, away from the entire madness that's going on, though.
Yeah.
Okay.
And there's one, I'm going to have to look at the kind of leaf, because there's one particular tree, of, you know, all the new ones they planted on the street, that there's one that they really, really like, because they congregate on there in whole bunches.
These are young trees with new growth, aren't they? Those trees are going to get damaged from the, it's from the females that are going to cut slits and lay the eggs in there, and those, it's unfortunately going to be damaging those.
I doubt that much.
Well.
They evolved to get along together.
Well, okay. Tell me about the one that landed on your face the other day. And you said it landed on your face and then on the side of your face?
I was walking and it landed on the side of my face real hard and then buzzed, you know, like, get out of my way.
or maybe it was frightened, like, ah!
I don't know, so then I just carefully picked it off and put it on my finger and told it to, you know, watch where it's going the next time and then managed to get it to take off.
Okay, that's enough of the interview here. So this is probably all going to go up on the website, so there we go. Wait, okay. A little addendum here. Okay, I was just saying how I didn't think I'd really want to go out there because they're flying around so much and everything, and you said, what?
Anybody that's scared of them would have a very hard time. When I saw some old guy walking and one came by him, he was like really angrily pushing it away. It's like, it's a bug. That's all. It's just a bug.
Well, yeah, but they don't bite or anything like that.
No.
It's just that they're large, and they seem to be able to really grab onto almost anything and hold on tenaciously, because I watched them during the rainstorm and everything. I really don't know how they manage to hang on to the leaves when they're being pelted with really huge raindrops and everything, and I don't know how they survived that.
This morning, there were a lot on the side of the apartment building, just as you come into where the driveway is, and, I noticed that side got sunlight.
Huh.
First.
Mm-hmm.
And I bet they were congregating there to enjoy the sunlight. Because there was a lot of them there, more so than I've seen in a long time.
Hmm.
And at one particular spot.
I still think that we're still a few days away from the maximum in that. Okay, well, now are we ending?
Yeah.
Are there any other thoughts you had on them? Okay.